The winner of the 2021 Dublin Literary Award has been announced. Sponsored by Dublin City Council and worth €100,000, it's the world's largest prize for a single novel published in English. This year's winner is the Mexican author Valera Luiselli for her book Lost Children Archive. She's been speaking to our arts and media correspondent Sinead Crowley, who asked her first what the book is about.
Lost Children Archive is a road trip in a way. It's a kind of anti-road trip as well. But on the surface, it's a trip across America that we take with a family, a mother who's also the narrator of the book, and her husband, who's her co-pilot, and the two kids who ride in tow in the backseat of the car, and all their stuff in there. And among the stuff are seven banker's boxes with an archive that the two parents are using to work on respective projects. They're both sound documentarists. The husband is recording a sound piece about the Chiricahua Apaches. The narratress, the woman in the novel, is working on a piece, on a radio piece about Central American, also indigenous, mostly indigenous children, who arrive to the U.S. border and are seeking asylum, but instead get either deported or more likely placed inside the beastly immigration detention centers.
Can you talk to me a little bit about the work you did yourself in terms of translating, for example, and what did that bring to bear on the writing of this novel?
I volunteered along with many, many other people in the courts of immigration in order to translate testimonies that children would give so that we could then find those children lawyers to defend them against a deportation order. And it was a period in which I was writing Lost Children Archive, but I had to stop writing Lost Children Archive for a while because I was so overwhelmed by the urgency of the reality that I was facing every day that I decided to write a book in the middle. It's a short book that's just very direct testimony of what I was seeing in immigration court.